This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khat said government treats and respects all religions equally. Education Minister Devendra Poudal says investment in education should be linked to the development of the country. One-way traffic resumes along Narayanganj-Mughlin Road section and U.S. Senate passes first gun control bill in decades. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Balkrishna Khat has seen off the Hajj pilgrims who are leaving for Makkah Medina, Saudi Arabia. Home Minister Khat reached Tribhuvan International Airport this morning and bade farewell to 113 pilgrims leading to Makkah. The government had allocated seats to 555 persons for Hajj pilgrimage this year. While seeing the pilgrims, Minister Khat said the government treats and respects all religions equally. The tradition of Hajj pilgrimage has made Nepal known to the world, which the minister believed would foster fraternity. The pilgrims are visiting Saudi Arabia via the Air Arabia aircraft. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudal said that the government's investment in education should be linked to the development of the country, stating that it is necessary to create an environment that connects the manpower produced by the university with the development of the country. He stressed the need for the government to increase its budget for education through the Ministry of Education. Speaking at the second graduation ceremony of Lumbini Buddhist University held in Lumbini today, he said that emphasis should be laid on producing moral manpower by linking Buddhist education with modern education. The Pashimanchal Regional Hospital under the Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences has conducted kidney transplantation for the first time. The kidney transplantation was conducted on a 53-year-old woman from Annapurna Rural Municipality in the district on Thursday. She was donated the organ by her husband. It took 4 hours for a team of specialist doctors to transplant the kidney. Executive Director at Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences, Professor Dr. Bharat Bahadur Khatri, shared the happiness that kidney transplantation was conducted successfully with the cooperation of Matir Dharma Bhakta National Transplantation Center, Bhaktapur, and the Academy. The Narayanganj-Mughlin Road has been opened one way due to landslides triggered by the incessant rain. According to Area Police Office Mughlin, the landslide occurred near Ichakambana Rural Municipality 6 of Chitwan at around 6:30 in the morning. Chief Inspector of Police of the Area Police Office Mughlin, Sunjit Tamang, said after the landslide, the vehicles are moving only one way. The landslide has been removed as soon as the rains stopped. The country is witnessing rainfall along with thunder and lightning in most parts of the country today. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said the monsoon has affected Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Even the local wind and westerly wind have a general impact in the provinces of a western belt of the country. Similarly, the country is currently bearing the impact low-pressure belt of Uttar Pradesh and the Vinni city of India. However, partly to general weather changes is forecasted in some parts of Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Particularly, Province 1 is to see heavy rainfall. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The U.S. Senate has passed a gun control bill, the most significant firearms legislation in nearly 30 years. 15 Republicans joined Democrats in the upper chamber of Congress to approve the measure by 65 votes to 33. It follows mass shootings last month at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, and a primary school in Uvalde, Texas, that left 31 people dead. The bill will now have to pass in the House of Representatives before U.S. President Joe Biden can sign it into the law. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has vowed to take the bill through the House quickly, despite Republican leader Kevin McCarthy urging his members to vote against the bill. Although significant, the proposals fall far short of what many Democrats and activists have called for. Chinese electric car maker NIO says that two people were killed when one of its vehicles fell from the third floor of its headquarters in Shanghai. One member of staff and a person from a partner company died in the crash. The incident took place on Wednesday at around 17:20 local time, the firm said. The people that died were inside the vehicle as it fell from the building. NIO says it immediately started an investigation into the incident in cooperation with government officials. The third story area from where the car fell has been variously described as a showroom or testing facility or a car park. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will visit Paris to reset relations with France after tensions erupted over a scrapped submarine deal. In Australia in 2021 cancelled a multi-billion dollar contract with the French firm to build the submarines. It instead signed a new defence pact with the US and the UK, infuriating French President Emmanuel Macron. He accused then leader Scott Morrison of lying to him, briefly recalling France ambassador in protest. Albanese, who was elected in May, will travel to Madrid next week for the NATO summit. Now on to the sports news. Nepal has been knocked out of the first semi-final of the ACC Women's T20 Championship due to rain. UAE has reached the final. Earlier, after losing the toss, UAE chose to bat first and gave a modest target of 82 runs to Nepal. UAE was bowled out for 81 in 19 overs. Vaishnavi Mahesh of UAE scored 16 runs. Similarly, Isha Rohit added 15 runs and Captain Chaya Mughal added 14 runs. Asmina Karmachari of Nepal took 5 wickets. She became the player of the match. Nepal is the runner-up in Group B and UAE is the runner in Group A. The final game will be played tomorrow. India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Thailand are in the Asia Cup. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Home Minister Balkishna Khad said the government treats and respects all religions equally. Education Minister Devendra Poudal says investment in education should be linked to the development of the country. One-way traffic resumes along Narayanganj-Mughlin road section and U.S. Senate passes first gun control bill in decades. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenewtonnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.